Areena.
Hello and welcome back once again to All Points North. I am Ronan Brown and I'm currently standing in the schoolyard of the Finnish International School in Tampere. And I'm here because Finland has started talking about banning social media for children under the age of 15. And so I want to know what the teachers and the students themselves think about this idea. Now, the debate about banning social media for kids has been around for a long time, but the talk has sharpened significantly in recent months, especially in light of Australia becoming the first country in the world to introduce such a ban just last month. And over this past week, France followed suit, passing a bill that will ban social media use by under 15s from September this year. So, this is the general direction of travel, and over the past few weeks here in Finland, Prime Minister Petteri Orpo has said he backs a ban. Finland's public health authority, THL, updated its recommendations on how kids use social media, and various polls have shown there is a groundswell of support for the move. So, here at the International School, I first met up with some teachers and staff to hear what they had to say. Here's Vice Principal Johanna Maskari.
I'm just a bit worried because I've seen this advert actually that we have all sorts of rules for like how to go in traffic, but there's no rules in social media. It's not controlled at all, and I feel that sometimes it's like a jungle. And there's good things and there's bad things, but there's nobody controlling the bad things what the kids see. And everything is there to see, like if it's a Ukrainian war or whatever bad things that the kids didn't need to see. It's all there on social media. They can see it instantly. And there's no control, nobody controlling it. That's my worry.
And this is Antti Koivisto, also a vice principal at the school.
I'm totally in favor of setting bans or setting limitations to the social media use of youngsters and children, because I think here, for instance, this year we've seen that cutting down on the possibilities for the students to use the phones during the breaks, for instance, has spurred a lot of creativity. Like they are more active doing something physical, like playing games outdoors or taking part in the organized break activities or just socializing with the other people or reading, for instance. Mm-hmm. And that's clearly due to the lack of telephones during the breaks.
Right, so it's probably not a huge surprise that there is a lot of support for banning kids from using social media, especially when that support is coming from adults. But I was quite interested in the results of a survey that we put out on our WhatsApp channel earlier this week. The survey, which was in no way scientific or even reflective of the population, nevertheless showed a strong majority opposing a ban on social media for kids, something in the region of 75% of the votes cast were against the idea. Now, that in itself probably shouldn't be too much of a shock, as many young people, the very people in fact who would be affected by this ban, they use WhatsApp channels such as ours to keep up with the latest news. However, the results made me very keen to hear what the people who will be most affected by the proposed ban have to say. So, while at this school, I also met with three students, Sara, Nasra and Mana, and I first asked them what they thought the problems with social media were.
Well, I'd have to say, like, cyberbullying or trolling, because, like, for, like, a lot of younger people, they take it quite seriously. And I think it affects their mental health a lot. Mm. And they can feel like if internet is their safe space, they can feel a lot more depressed on it because people shame them for what they believe in or who they are.
I would say one of the really, like, in my opinion, which is pretty bad, is the unrealistic beauty standard, which is also going around. I mean, other than bullying also when a little kid like looks on social media as to what is the definition of pretty, they just see like this perfect person behind a camera, and I feel that it really affects like their mental health and how they feel about themselves, which also leads to like multiple mental health problems and also comparison, which I personally feel that is really bad for somebody that young. And I would say app that really promote this would be like such as like basically where influencers are.
Okay, so my next question is going to be that Finland is planning to or discussing about bringing in this ban. So just broadly, what do you think about that? If it's going to be brought in for, say, under 16s or your age group, what do you think about it?
It is beneficial, but it also has like its pros and its cons. I would say the pros are that, yeah, we would get like, for example, cyberbullying and also like beauty standards, they would all be like lower and we wouldn't get like affected by them. But then the cons would also be that considering like our world now is progressing more towards technology, so like not having knowledge, like younger kids not knowing about technology would kind of be like bad as in growth wise, in my personal opinion. I feel that we could cut down on certain apps, like maybe like add more age restrictions, like guard the children, basically. I feel like that would be like the best thing to do.
So I think in a country like Finland, where it is very cold, like a lot of the time of the year, I think it is very hard to socialize in public with people because it's not comfortable weather and it's a pretty antisocial country too. So if, for example, you do get like a hobby or some friends, you could also not be able to speak to them because a lot of the country is like immigrant filled. So if you don't know Finnish, you could also be isolated. And I think social media has helped a lot with isolation. So like if anyone has a niche community, like art, for example, they could have social media to have a community and friends of their own.
Okay, so I'm back in the All Points North studio now. Now, while social media can, of course, have some good sides, as the students explained there, it certainly has its problems too, and the consequences of those problems are not always very well understood, especially as the generation that essentially grew up with smartphones and social media are now only reaching adulthood. But to get a better idea of these effects, I had a chat this week with Silja Kossola. She is an associate professor in adolescent medicine, and she has extensively researched the impact of social media on young people. In fact, she recently described the use of social media by children as an uncontrolled human experiment. So I first asked her what problems she has observed while carrying out her research.
We have a rise in anxiety, and there may be many other causes as well. I'm not saying social media is the only cause for all the problems that we see, but it does play a major role. We see a rise in self-harm and especially eating disorders. We see a rise in or a big separation in the values of young girls and boys, which is also a big problem in society. We see way more social anxiety, so that there's actually more than 10% of Finnish university students now who say that they can't hold a presentation in front of their class. These are things that the screens are doing to us because they distance us from each other. And
Silja also told me about the four C's of understanding and managing online risks to children. That's content, contact, conduct, and contract. This framework is intended to provide an understanding of the different risks posed to children by social media algorithms. And so I was especially interested to know how this all applies to kids in Finland. Although this is obviously a conversation being had in every country in the world, do you see something specific about the Finnish model or the Finnish experience? So is there anything about Finnish people, Finnish culture, or something that adds another element to the issue?
Yes, we have given smartphones to younger people than anywhere else in the world. Just a couple of years ago, it was about 95% of first graders who had their own smartphone. And that hasn't happened anywhere else. So the discussion about the raising the age limit, which is a term I prefer instead of bans. Bans sound really nasty.
Yeah.
Like you have something mean in mind. But the raising the age limit, the discussion here may be a little bit more heated than in many other places, because we've had Nokia. We wanted to be the digital forerunners in the Western world. And that's probably one of the reasons why we've also given our kids the smartphones at such an early age.
Now, these points about the harm that social media can do to children, and in particular children in Finland, seem to be something that absolutely resonates with people. Because when we put this question out to the All Points North audience earlier this week, the responses we received essentially broke down into two categories. There were people who fully back a complete ban on social media for under 15-year-olds, and there were people who agreed that something needs to be done, but they weren't sure that an outright ban is the way to go. In fact, we received only one response, by my count, out of the roughly 100 comments and messages and emails that we received, which was flatly against doing anything. And a lot of the people who contacted us were parents themselves, with first-hand experience of this issue. One of them was Shona Candy, an Australian who has been living in Finland for about 8 years. And Shona belongs to that second category I mentioned, the people who want to see something done but question whether an outright ban is the way to go. Here's Shona.
I really think it's kind of unfair that we're blaming the user for a product that's designed to be addictive. So, you know, it's like blaming a driver for a car with no brakes. Like, we should be like regulating the design, you know, rather than like banning the person. I mean, we saw with seatbelts as an example, right? Initially, car companies like pushed back against seatbelts until it became the norm. And now they like compete on safety because they were forced to by like regulations. So I think the government's role is not to ban the kids. It's to hold the tech companies to account.
Yeah. And with that in mind, like, is Finland is sort of thinking about bringing in this Australia-style ban. What kind of advice would you give to the authorities here?
This, I suppose, comes back to another thing that I suppose I think the Finnish government should do is like really invest in digital education and digital literacy and teaching kids about digital safety. I mean, Finland has a really, you know, they're world famous for education and, you know, for media literacy. It's like play to your strengths, right? This blunt ban is a very Australian solution, right?
Okay.
It's like reactive and it's knee jerk and it's quite simple. And so I think Finland, at least my experience in Finland, you know, is that they've got really strong roots in education and also probably in smart regulation.
Mm.
So why not build on those strengths, you know, and use this kind of education first approach to these big issues. So, I mean, a ban feels to me like a step backward. Not really building on the foundations that are already here. And, you know, Finland could and should be leading the world in teaching digital skills and also regulating platforms to be safer and not really following Australia down this path of fairly ineffective, like, prohibition.
As Shona is originally from Australia, she has, of course, a keen interest in how the ban on social media for under 16s has been going over there. The ban came into effect on the 10th of December, or roughly 6 weeks ago. So although it's still in its early stages, Shona has heard from friends and family that there have been some unforeseen snags.
So they said basically that, yeah, that the kids are just bypassing it. It really hasn't changed much for them. But if, for example, it has changed things for parents, right? So if kids are being blocked from like the more like mainstream platforms, they're going to the newer platforms, the ones that maybe their parents don't even know exist. And this is then much, much harder because those platforms don't have parental controls. So they don't have those things already designed into them that the more mainstream kind of platforms do. Yeah. So it's either, I mean, it's either putting a burden on, like, say, the more aware parents, but also I think it's probably also creating a false sense of security. So some parents think, oh, okay, if it's, you know, these things are banned, my kids are safe now. So they don't have these conversations, these important conversations, I think, about digital safety.
Now, Australia offers a very interesting case study on banning kids from using social media, and the situation there is being closely watched by many other countries, including, of course, Finland. Australia was having the same conversation about social media as all other countries up until last year. But then the spark for change came when a grieving mother sent a letter to Prime Minister Anthony Albanese after she lost her 12-year-old daughter to suicide. The legislation was then fast-tracked through Parliament, giving the social media companies very little time to react, and it came into force at the beginning of December. So, in order to get an understanding of how the ban has been going so far, I spoke with Claire Armstrong. She is the Chief Digital Political Correspondent at Australia's public service broadcaster, ABC. Here's Claire.
Initially, I would say the reaction was confusion. It wasn't necessarily unhappiness with what was happening, but I think people felt that it was hard to get across what exactly was going to be in and out of the ban. Since it was, obviously, you then had the kids themselves, particularly that 14 to 16-year-old age group who were coming off social media as opposed to ones that in the future obviously just won't theoretically sign up. They obviously had strong thoughts about the government kicking them off social media. But in the main, I think why this law happened was because there was sort of a goodwill. And even though there was this confusion that kids were pushing back, parents and the reaction from schools and other people that sort of exist in kids' lives, it was one of relief. And the government often talks about this law as being a tool to help parents and other institutions enforce and start conversations about tech and social media in ways that they before they couldn't. A lot of people talk about the benefit of just being able to say, well, it's not me telling you that you can't have Snapchat, it's the government. And I don't think that that argument works in every household, but for every household that it does work in, there has been this kind of like goodwill and support built up between the society and government that, you know, seems to be holding.
Okay. And what's your own view about this whole thing? Do you think that it was the right move? Has it been done in the right way? Do you see any potential areas for improvement or?
For me, I sort of sit, you know, I'm in my mid-30s. I sit in that age group of I'm not entirely a digital native. I was, you know, a MySpace kid in high school. So I sort of had the beginnings of it, but certainly not what kids growing up today have. And my view is that parents have been asking for help with this. Schools have been asking for help with this. And what's interesting, it's not every kid, but you do read stories about kids who particularly we've just, you know, we're at the, this happened at the start of our summer holidays. So most Australian children have just had 6 weeks of summer holidays that coincided with the first 6 weeks of this ban. And I find it really interesting reading these stories that they're not trite at all, but they're kids saying, you know what, I actually read books this summer, or I hung out with my friends more, or I did a hobby. And that's obviously not going to be every kid, but I think that at the moment it does seem to be holding. I do also think though that next on the horizon for the government is a big fight back from tech companies. Like, they are very unhappy with this law. They have complied to the sort of bare minimum. They would love to see nothing more than this thing completely collapse and not work. I also think that the companies will get will be gearing up for much more fights now that this seems to be sort of inspiring countries around the world to look at similar laws, because it's one thing to have a jurisdiction of the size of Australia causing you a bit of trouble. It's another as a global company, I suppose, to have the European Union or US states or parts of Southeast Asia also looking at this.
Yeah, and on that very point, actually Finland is looking at that because it has been mentioned that Finland would look to bring in an Australia-style ban. So as you've observed it firsthand, what advice would you give to Finnish legislators? Should they bring in an Australia-style ban, or are there tweaks or modifications that could be made?
Yeah, I think the lesson to be learned immediately from the Australian situation is to be very clear in the communication. I do think that having this sort of criteria test for defining a social media platform is the best way forward, but it is naturally messy because you, of course, are not definitively ruling one platform in and one platform out. There was a lot of debate around, for example, I think the platform Twitch wasn't in, is in. But, you know, it just becomes a big distraction. So I think the thing that's really important is to be very careful in the public interface part of this law, because you can write a very good law, and if the public doesn't understand it, if it can't be enforced at that kind of household level easily, then it's bound to fail.
And that was Claire Armstrong there of the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. So when I first started working on this episode at the beginning of the week, I had a question in my mind. Should Finland ban children from using social media? And I think it's quite clear from all that I've read and all that I've heard over the past week that something should, or indeed needs, to be done. But also, Finland has an opportunity to learn from Australia, for example, and also to build on its own strengths, as Shona pointed out. Now, I did ask the Prime Minister's office for a timetable on when this bill might come before Parliament, but they didn't get back to me by the time we recorded. So I'm going to leave the last word on this subject to Silja Kosola. A lot of the people I spoke to this week compared kids' use of social media to learning the rules of the road. It's actually a very good analogy, and Silja sums it up very well here.
We teach young kids about traffic rules, and we want them to be safe there, but we would not give car keys to someone who's 13. It does take a little bit of brain development to be able to drive a big car in traffic with the speeds that a car can drive. So, I mean, that's the same kind of thing with the social media. We want to teach children about the safety online and how to behave and so on, but they don't need to be there at the high speed level with social media until they're ready.
And finally for this segment, if you would like to let us know what you think about this subject, or indeed about any topic of your choosing, you can send us a message or a voice note via WhatsApp to +358 44 421 0909. You can also send us an email, allpointsnorth@yle.fi. Okay, and now for a quick roundup of what else has been making the headlines in Finland this week. An Yle investigation has found evidence that Somali parents in Finland and other Nordic countries have sent their children to so-called disciplinary camps in Somalia, where they were subjected to severe abuse. Here is Jasmine, one of the survivors.
Here is the only picture I have that I sent to my mother, and they continuously chained me like this on my feet, chained me on my hands. They chained me to a bed. They chained me to a room outside where it was cold. And this is the only picture I have.
The bleak situation in Finland's jobs market continues to worsen. We reported this week that Finland's unemployment rate trend in December stood at 10.7%, up slightly from November's 10.6%, and still the worst in the EU. In more economic news, consumer confidence was down again this month. People's feelings about the potential risk of being laid off or let go were the highest ever since the autumn of 2020, which was during the first year of the COVID pandemic. And with unemployment at record highs in Finland, thousands of people are lining up for Wolt accounts so that they can make gig deliveries. Yle found that some people with Wolt delivery accounts are leasing them out for hundreds of euros per month.
If you check the market, they have created a monopoly and they are charging like a fixed amount of 600 euros to 1,000 euros, and they are asking like you have to pay this in cash in advance.
On the global stage, China and Finland signed a commercial cooperation agreement this week on mining machinery, healthcare and papermaking. The deal follows Prime Minister Petteri Orpo's meeting in Beijing this week with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. And finally, package trips to the US were down by 25% last year. A report from the Finnish travel industry said that several factors are influencing the trend, including high price levels in the US. And that's it for another episode of All Points North. Now, although the number of people traveling from Finland to the United States is falling, as I just mentioned, interest in what goes on over there has remained pretty high. And that's been borne out by the popularity of a documentary series called Tämä on Amerikka, or This is America, made by our colleagues over at Yle Kioski. The series is a great watch, and I'd highly recommend it. All episodes are available on Yle Areena. So that's it for another week. Before I go, I'd like to say a big thanks to our audio engineer, Jonathan Kotila, for putting this week's show together. We will be back again in 2 weeks, so be sure to tune in then. Bye for now.